Hey everyone, welcome in to another Daily Editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, look, the gold price continues to be very much range-bound. Even over the weekend, gold went down and pretty much tested that 1800 level. It was a little bit above there. About 1810 was where the gold price again kind of bounced from, but it seems like the whole attitude in gold is buy short-term dips and sell any short-term rips. So it has been very much range-bound. But the fact of the matter is, one key catalyst that we have, and that's where I want to focus with you, is how the precious metals move around central bank meetings, especially the Fed meeting. We have another Fed meeting next week, and we don't know what Jerome Powell is going to say. However, this will be the first meeting under the Biden presidency. Now, early on in the Biden presidency, but even with the recent appointment, or what looks like to be the appointment of Janet Yellen as the Treasury Secretary, you could argue that the door is a little bit more open now for the Fed to do a bit more. Will they do a bit more? We don't know. But how do you view precious metals when we're coming into a Fed meeting that could be pretty important?
Yeah, Corey, it's funny. We started trading last week. Before last week, we had silver juniors leading the metals higher. We had the juniors along with silver leading gold higher into the new year. It looked like we were gonna have a nice strong January to begin the year, but then all of a sudden everything turned around and the rug kind of got pulled out from under gold. We had a false breakout and of a trend, and everything reversed. And all of a sudden, the metals, the miners, are leading lower, and it's happening right into the next Fed meeting. And these things usually happen around Fed meetings, where the miners tip the hand of what's going to happen to the gold price, and the miners all of a sudden showed a glaring relative weakness. Even if we've been having small pops in the gold price, the miners have been selling off. Even if we have some strength coming into the miners, that strength is sold off by the end of the day. And today, the last day of the Trump presidency, gold's all over the place, and the miners are kind of all over the place too. So even though the Democrats now control all three branches of government, they actually lost seats in Congress. So now their total hold in Congress is only 50.4%. So I know a lot of your listeners and a lot of people that follow the gold market are scratching their head wondering why gold is going down with all this stimulus coming and the central banks maintaining, you know, negative rates and low interest rates. Why is that happening? Well, I think a big reason for that is because it's not a guarantee that this $1.9 trillion stimulus package that he wants is going to get passed. And how long is it going to take? And as far as the Federal Reserve meeting is concerned, I think we might have a resolution by then because, you know, real yields have been rising and real interest rates have been rising. That's been the main thing that's been keeping gold pressure on gold and people selling gold. So, you know, nobody's talking about what we were talking about 6 months ago, which was the Fed possibly instituting yield curve control. You know, if it seems to me that if they're going to be creating all this money, they want to keep these yields lower. So I wouldn't be surprised if Powell comes out and hints that they're going to look at yield curve control. And that's all it's going to take for these algorithms, these computer-based algorithms to buy gold. If he mentions this in the Fed meeting speech or in the virtual press conference that follows a half an hour later. So this market is set up to turn on a dime. Where that turn is going to come from, nobody knows. I mean, like you said, we had the gold price go down to 1800 on Sunday night. It's funny, in my in my weekly update to subscribers, I said I wouldn't be surprised to see the Bears attempt a stop run below 1,800 before this Fed meeting takes place. I didn't think it was going to happen on Sunday night. But they're hunting for stops here. And I wouldn't be surprised if this does take place around the Fed meeting, either before or just after.
So circling back to, again, Fed policy, one of the problems for the gold bugs here and them saying, well, you know, all this money printing, it's going to drive gold higher, is we haven't really seen a change in Fed policy over the last, I don't know, number of months, maybe even half a dozen months now. The Fed has more or less been saying this is on the government. We're not instituting yield curve control yet. And quite frankly, they all they've said is, well, we'll just keep rates low for a long period of time. But that's not a change in policy. It needs to actually be something of substance. And that even relates to this so-called government funding bill or the COVID funding bill, where this might be already priced in, isn't it? Can't you make the argument that once it started to become clear that Biden would become president, that a funding bill would be in? And quite frankly, that, again, did not help the precious metals, although it did help the U.S. equity market. So how do you balance that one out?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mentioned it in my my column last week that, you know, another reason is because this is all priced in. You know, the gold price ran up basically on all this stimulus coming into the market in the future. So this is a lot of this is basically priced in. You know, Corey, if you take a look at what happened the last time the gold price reached a significant round number, which was $1,000 an ounce. I mean, I'm going back a ways here. This is back before the financial crisis of 2008 happened. The gold price ran up in similar fashion when it ran up to over 2000. You know, it was kind of a blow off move to $1,000. And then it took 18 months to finally get above $1,000. It had to consolidate that move that it took to get to $1,000 first. And that looks like that's what's taking place here. I'm not saying the gold price is going to go down to the 680 price that it got down to in 2008, because we had the financial crisis going on then, and we didn't have any stimulus measures. The Fed had yet to recapitalize the banks. So the situations are different, but the gold price, when it hits a significant round number, it has a tendency to consolidate a while, which, again, you know, we've mentioned this before, this would actually be a healthy thing for the market. And, you know, I know a lot of people are getting nervous about their gold stocks, but you got to understand that in less than a year, even in less than a few months, some of these stocks have made huge moves. And investors see the gold price going lower, they're going to take their profits in these stocks that have had these huge moves. So you got to be very careful before you get into some of these things and take a step back and look at the bigger term picture in the stock and in the sector and see what's been taking place. If you're about to place an order in a stock, if you're just looking at the daily chart, you know, you got to step back and take a look at the weekly chart of the last couple of years and see what it's done before you take a position in it. Take all this into consideration before you buy the stock.
So in all fairness, Dave, I think a lot of the gold investors are getting a little bit tired of hearing this will just take time and this is a healthy correction. Yeah. Because we're 6 months into this correction and you look outside the precious metals, practically everything else is running. So that does start to get a little bit tiresome. What can you say to those gold investors that are saying, I'm tired of hearing this, wait, because it's been 6 months already?
Right. And that's another reason why gold's going lower. You know, why should I invest if I'm a generalist investor and I was thinking about getting into the gold space? Why should I do it now? I mean, everything's going higher. But we all know that the stock market is historically way overvalued, and we know it's due for a correction. And we know that all this money printing is coming. We know that all this stimulus is coming. So we know our day will come. We just don't know when that day is going to be. And I could say is continue to focus on higher margin projects. You know, I mean, we have a tendency to, when the gold price really starts to run, to get into these stocks that have optionality of the gold price, but need that they need higher gold prices. Well, if you chase in stocks like this, you end up paying for it later on corrections. And that's what's happening to a lot of these stocks right now.
So when you say focus on these high margin projects, that means that there's already a resource, a high grade resource, or at least that's what it means to me, that there is some sort mm-hmm. of a good grade in terms of a resource, maybe a PEA. What about certain size, though? Because we are seeing some higher grade resources, but they're generally smaller in size. Did those still attract you?
Only if they have blue sky potential. I don't like to focus on companies that don't have a blue sky potential for at least 2 million ounces of high grade gold. So if there's not with blue sky on top of that, you know, I mean, district scale is what I like to see normally when I'm searching for a company to invest in. And, you know, of course they got to have that serially successful management team attached to it with a lot of their money in the stock also. But yeah, I mean, because a lot of these stocks that made huge moves during that gold run that need higher gold prices, you know, they're really getting hit here.
Yeah, they are. But in all fairness, a lot of these companies are getting hit. And even right now, we're seeing some of these stocks run that don't even have a resource. They might be drilling some high grade holes, but mm-hmm. they still don't have a resource. How do you play those ones?
Yeah, that's you really got to watch out for those. You know, I could give you an example. A company, Newfound Gold, which I had on my watch list previously. You know, the company has a great project. They're in a great jurisdiction. They have good management. They have a bunch of cash, and the stock has gone up to a market cap of about 500 million, I think, something like that, which is basically the market cap of its neighbor, Marathon Gold, which has already proved up a 4 million ounce plus resource, and they're about to put out a feasibility study. So the argument could be said, is Marathon undervalued or is Newfound Gold overvalued? You know, I think it's a combination of both. And we saw Marathon Gold, you know, scream higher here over the past month while the sector was correcting. But you got to watch out for those companies that are promoted really well, and they've really gone on a tear, and they've yet to define a resource. You know, those companies that have got market caps of, you know, 400, 500, 600 million, and they've yet to define a resource. You know, be very careful. My rule of thumb is always, I don't invest into a junior unless I see at least a triple in the stock.
All right. Well, Dave, we'll wrap it up there. If anybody wants Dave and I to discuss any individual companies, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Feel free to send over a few companies, and I will forward those on to Dave, and we can maybe add them to a list as we chat throughout the next, who knows, few months hopefully this market bounces back. But next week should be pretty interesting to see where the gold price, underlying gold price, goes from there. Dave, thanks for your time today, buddy. I'll chat with you next week.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks.